Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for all these missions, and praise the Lord for our church. Like Pastor Jeff said, our church was founded by missionary, and we believe in missions. But a question comes when we talk about mission. Have you ever wondered how many times the word mission appears in the Bible? The word mission appears in the Bible exactly zero times. The word mission does not appear in the Bible, so then why are we doing mission? Where does this word mission come from? Well, again, if you do a little bit of study, you will notice that the word mission comes from Latin missio, which means to send. Mission, from the biblical point of view, is about sending. And in the Bible, the one apostle that talks most about mission is the apostle John. 60 times in his gospel, we find this word to send. And in the gospel, we find this, it's very simple. The Father sent the Son, who through the power of the Holy Spirit came to bring us life. He came to bring life. And the way the Son brought life, he did it by speaking the words of the Father's and by doing the works of the Father for the glory of God. This is the whole plan. Most of the times in the Gospel of John, we find the word to send. It has to do with the Son, who was sent by the Father to display the character of the Father and thus to glorify God. And he displayed the character of the Father by doing his works and by obeying his words. But praise the Lord, mission doesn't stop there, because the Father then sent the disciples. The Father sent the disciples and the Father sent us. And this very briefly, I just want to call the church this morning to mission. And what is mission for us as members of the church? It's simply to obey the call of Jesus, who said, I send you. Jesus sent us. And he said, go and make disciples of all nations by teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. I would like to call everybody in this church today who says that he's a Christian. First of all, I'd like to say you cannot be a Christian unless you're a disciple. If you look in the Bible in Acts chapter 11, I think it says that to the disciples, it was first given the name of Christians in Antioch. So notice, brothers and sisters, who are called Christians? The disciples. You cannot be a Christian unless you are a disciple. It's very, very simple. And what does a disciple do? A disciple follows. A disciple obeys. A disciple obeys the commandment of the Father. I'd like to call the church this morning. This is what a true church is about. The church makes disciples. But you cannot make a disciple unless you are a disciple. So that's why I'd like to just call all of us to obey this command, the so-called Great Commission. Go and make disciples. A couple of days ago, our son, David, was lingering in our bedroom, as it happens many times, and he was getting late. So I said, David, go to bed. And David said, why? I am Batman, and Batman doesn't go to bed. Now, you know, first of all, he has a bad theology, because Batman goes to bed. But second of all, it makes you wonder, what kind of excuses a child can find to disobey? But if we think about it, unfortunately, many times the people in the church find just as ridiculous, but perhaps less funny, excuses. Jesus Christ doesn't say go to bed, even though many of us would like that. Jesus Christ says go and make disciples, and a disciple obeys. A disciple follows. We find excuses. We might say, well, I am career man or career woman. I am businessman or businesswoman. Or maybe I am an engineer man, or whatever we say. But the Bible tells us again and again, if you are a disciple, the first and foremost thing we have to do is to seek to please the one who enlisted us. Apostle Paul says, no soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. Unfortunately, many times in the church, most of us do the opposite. We busy ourselves with civilian pursuits, and occasionally we jump into the battlefield and we do something. We go on a mission trip, short mission trip. Maybe we come to church on a Sunday. We do something maybe on a Thursday. But the truth is, kingdom service is completely the opposite. Being entangled in the civilian lifestyle has become the accepted norm. It's even applauded as long as sometimes you show up in church, as long as you sometimes you do something on the mission field. But the scripture teaches us something very differently. May God help us to really live a disciple life. A disciple, what does a disciple do? He follows. He obeys. May God help us to obey and to do it with all our heart. Amen.